something is not going to impact you in 5 weeks or 5 months or 5 years, then it is not worth more than a minute of your time. Hey guys, welcome back. This is The Journey from Zero to a Million and Beyond, where I take my experiences, my life lessons, and the mistakes I make along the way and share them with you guys. And today, we're actually going to have a quick life update of lessons that I've learned so far in this year and some advice for the future. So, let's get right into it. Now, a big lesson that I learned starting the year off, actually, probably within the first month, was the key client risk lesson. Now, key client risk is essentially when one client takes up 20% or more of your revenue. Now, you might be thinking, why is this bad? I mean, they're spending so much money with you. Wouldn't that be good? And yes, although they are spending a large portion of money with you, which is good, the fact that if they leave, that much of your revenue goes away with them is a risk. And essentially, that's what happened. I had a client that we serviced 14 properties for them. And essentially, whatever restructure happened with them, and they decided not to continue with us. So then I found myself in a pickle. And I basically had to scramble to create a new marketing campaign. I had to scramble to make sure update our ads. I had to scramble to really figure out how we were going to make up for those 14 properties in basically less than a month. Now, long story short, not only did we meet the 14 properties again, we actually pretty much doubled it, right? And one of the ways in which you can actually fight key client risk is by either getting another whale or just gaining a bunch of little minnows, right? What did I do? I did a little bit of both. I went from one whale to two whales and then just kept on adding little clients. And so the key client risk lesson was learned the hard way. Now, this is a recurring thing that I see happening to me, right? I learn about these things beforehand, and then I think they're not going to apply to me, and then they apply to me, and I'll relearn them the hard way, which is not ideal, but it's what I signed up for. Now, second lesson that I learned, which I kind of already knew going in, was just the amount of work that was going to be needed. Now, beforehand, I thought I was working a lot, right? But these past couple months have really shown me that my standards were not even up to par, right? I just had to exceed those standards and just keep working night and day if you really wanted this to work. And not to go off on a little tangent or nothing, but something that really does piss me off are these get-rich-quick schemes, get-rich-quick gurus that tell you how to make thousands and thousands of dollars in your first month, thousands and thousands of dollars overnight with their system, with their ideas, with their whatever. These people target young adults that have dreams of becoming rich. And although their offer might be appetizing for some, all they're doing is just getting into this loop of worthless information that you can get free online. In the real world, with real businesses, real successful people and companies, there is no get rich quick. Sure, there are those lucky ones that really do get rich within a couple years worth of work, but usually they've worked insane hours. They've sacrificed absolutely everything, every single relationship they ever had. They basically went broke a couple times, and then they made it. And those are circumstances that not everyone's going to want to go through. And really not everybody should go through at all, right? The founders of the biggest companies in the world essentially gave up their whole life for the company, and that's why they became so insanely rich. It wasn't because they were looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, right? They had an idea, they had a vision, and they executed on it violently. And that's a lesson that I've been learning as I go through business. Taking action, following up on your word, and just working fearlessly to reach your goals is the only way you will ever reach any type of wealth. Fast money, a fast loss, and a fast way to ruin your reputation. And if anything, reputation is all you have. Now, with the key client risk and the hard work lesson out of the way, I just have some quick advice to give to you if you're starting off in your business or if you're wanting to start on your business. I've said this before a couple of times before, and I'll say it again to make sure that it gets in people's heads. Start. Just start. It does not matter if you have. It does not matter if you have little to no money. It does not matter if you're not the most knowledgeable. in the industry. And it does not matter how you feel, honestly. Like, you can be the most insecure person in the world and you can still start. Don't let your emotion and don't let your circumstances stop you from starting the thing that will set you free. Now, once you start, the more educated you get and the more reps you get on your day-to-day operations, the better for you. And some would say that this is a risk and that it might be dumb and that you might fail. And then you'll probably be right. You will probably fail, but that's okay. Failure is part of the process. Failure is how we learn. The only real time you will ever really, really fail is when you give up, because you just proved to everybody that not only were you wrong, not only did you fail, you also quit. That means that you lost trust in yourself. Some of the greatest founders in the greatest company today have failed, have gone broke, have had their entire dreams crumbled, burned, destroyed. And what did they do? They got up and they did it again. They got up, rebuilt it one time, two times, three times, however many times it took until it worked. And what people don't understand is that your first endeavor, your first business, is usually not the thing that's gonna, one, you know more now than when you started. Two, that experience helps you set yourself up better for your next endeavor. And three, nothing and no one could ever take away from you what you've learned and what you've experienced, because that is you. Because that is inside of you. That is part of you now. Because that is part of you now. And so I say all of that to say this. Start. Take violent action. If you're going to fail, fail as fast as possible to learn as fast as possible. Do not ever care for what anyone's going to say to you, because they're not the ones putting food on the table. They're not the ones paying your bills. And they're not the ones giving you a roof to live under. And five, if you're ever going to believe anybody, believe in yourself, because you are the one asset that's ever going to bring the wealth, make dreams come true, and build out the lifestyle that you want. Bonus lesson, actually, now that I think about it, speed of decision. Speed of decision is pretty self-explanatory. It's how fast you manage to make good decisions, not just decisions, good decisions. I used to struggle a lot with overthinking things and always try to take my time to think about the best way possible, and often that would lead to not making a decision at all. It would be like analysis paralysis. And so as I did research and as I learned from other people and as I just went through experiences, I figured that 9 times out of 10 it is much better for yourself and for your business to make a decision as fast as possible, obviously with common sense. And the faster it fails, the faster you can readjust, pivot into the right direction. This might not be the best advice for very, very big decisions, but in your everyday little thing, whether you need to go here or here, like, don't spend more than 5 to 10 seconds deciding where to go. Just go, right? Just go to one and then go to the other one. If something is not going to impact you in 5 weeks or 5 months or 5 years, then it is not worth more than a minute of your time. That is one of the rules I live by religiously, and it's really helped me a lot into dividing what's very important and what is not. Because there's nothing in the middle. It's either very important or it's just not important. All right, and so that's it for this very, very short video. Just wanted to post something that just straight to the point, focuses more on value than anything else. I'm really tired, so I can't keep going on. We have a lot more topics, a lot more lessons coming up soon. We have a special guest coming on soon as well, another one. And if you guys ever want to talk about anything, just let me know. Anyways, thank you for whoever's watching, and catch you guys later.